And now this is a dictation for Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, Heminger, H-E-M-I-N-G-E-R, November 1248, address as a letter, Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Horsley, follow up for Mr. Heminger, chronic kidney disease, history of prostate cancer, prior obstructive uropathy, last visit November, follows with urology. They are monitoring a stone 10 millimeters, as well as some degree of urinary retention and hypertrophy of the muscle, of the bladder muscle. No infection, cloudiness, or blood, minor edema, no reported nausea, vomiting, bowel changes, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, comes accompanied with wife, he's hard of hearing. Review system done being negative. Present medication, lisinopril, HCTC, terazosin. He is using this also for prostate, including Flomax. Next paragraph, weight up from 204 to 214, blood pressure 138.84, hard of hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal distension, ascites tenderness, stable edema. No, next paragraph, chemistries. Electrolyte acid base normal. Creatinine 1.3, GFR 57. Normal cell count differential, hemoglobin 14.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, for the most part stable or very slightly progressive. Prostate cancer, prior procedures, urinary retention, obstructive uropathy, presently passing urine by himself, followed with urology. If high post-void residual, needs to start catheterization. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no valium overload, blood pressure acceptable, tolerating lisinopril among others, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, electrolyte acid-base hemoglobin normal, come back on the next 6 months.